From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The continuation of Q News has hit the crossroads. Last week, Graham, VK4BakerBaker, added a message to the text edition that if contributions did not increase, Q News would cease. I think it only fair that the listening audience also consider this salutary fact. Over the years, I've received the news by packet and audio, and also email, and the audio rebroadcast. When work commitments or extended absences have prevented my staying up to date, I've had a catch-up available. I developed my interest in the broader VK amateur radio happenings by listening to the Sunday morning news while still in primary and high schools. My time as an SWL proved the value of the weekly news. Today, I know that there are many people listening to the news on VHF and HF who are SWLs. Somewhere, somehow, we need to value spreading the word about this great hobby. We need to remember that there are other fish swimming in this pond, not just me, not just my club. Letting people know you are alive and thriving is one of the best recruitment methods ever. Advisory committees, clubs, amateurs, and other listeners, have a happy new year. Let's make 2014 the year we save the news. I'll hear you on the queue. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 PM on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
Now on Q News, a look at an upcoming balloon project. I'm Brendan, VK4FADI. Well, you just can't keep good amateurs down. While most of us are recovering from the holiday festivities and enjoying a break during the summer, a small group of dedicated amateurs on the Sunshine Coast are working feverishly to get airborne. The team, led by Brendan VK4HIA, are conducting training and testing exercises in preparation to launch a high-altitude balloon equipped with radio telemetry equipment from southeast Queensland on the 1st of February. The balloon is expected to climb to an altitude of approximately 35,000 metres before descending into a predicted recovery zone. A GPS-enabled Arduino device sending position, altitude and temperature data will be utilised to enable mobile and stationary tracking from crews on the ground. The aim of the first flight is to learn about the technologies and establish a set of core skills that will enable further flights with more adventurous aims such as high-altitude repeaters. High-altitude balloon flights are nothing new in Australia. A lot of work and many successful flights have already occurred down south with the work of the Project Horus team based in Adelaide. The Queensland team is seeking the help of keen amateurs in southeast Queensland who would like to assist with tracking the high-altitude balloon on or about the 1st of February. Stationary tracking requires 70cm single sideband receiving capabilities and a level of proficiency using DLFL Digi. Data received from the high-altitude balloon will be uploaded to the tracking website Space Near Us, and anyone is welcome to visit the site and monitor the progress of the flight. To express interest in future activities of the team, please contact Brendan, VK4HIA, at tadge@icloud.com. For Q News, this is Brendan, VK4FADI.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.